Firoz slams government allegedly spending £10,000 on Domino's Pizza for illegal boat migrants in September alone. By Victoria Friedman on December 8, 2021. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has slammed the government for spending thousands of pounds of taxpayer money on Domino's Pizza for illegal aliens landing by their hundreds, sometimes more than 1,000, daily, noting, however, that it was just a very small part of the overall price we're paying for what is going on in the English Channel. Mr. Farage made the remarks in response to Sun journalist Jonathan Riley claiming on Twitter that the Home Office spent £10,664.27 on Domino's Pizza to feed small boat arrivals in September alone. The reported sum is broadly in line with other bills for takeaway food being handed out to illegal aliens at taxpayers' expense. According to the PA News Agency analysis from October, the Home Office spent £6,757.52 from pizza takeouts in Dover in July, when a monthly record of 3,500 illegals arrived. The Times reported last month that Border Force officials bought 700 pizzas costing £7,000 in just 2 days in the first week of November, in order to feed the 703 illegals who landed on one day and 1,185 the following day, exceeding in 48 hours that spent for the whole of July. Reacting to the Sun journalist's report, the Brexit leader said during his What the Farage segment on Monday night that a GB News viewer had likewise tipped him off about the amount spent on takeouts for illegals, saying he was informed it was a regular thing. Domino's pizzas are being brought into the migrant processing center in Dover and indeed many other well-known food chains as well. It's just a very small part of the overall price we're paying for what is going on in the English Channel. I think it makes a lot of us feel pretty mad. Reports over the past few months have revealed just how much of a toll asylum and illegal immigration is having on the British public's purse, including that the cost of housing and supporting asylum seekers cost nearly £1.4 billion last year, a 42% increase on the year before. There is also the tens of millions that London sends to Paris over the past few years to support the French in stopping the boats, including the first installment of a recently agreed £54 million package. Late last month, Mr. Farage accused the British government of being utterly rudderless in dealing with the English Channel migrant crisis, predicting that by next summer, crossings will become a national emergency. The opinion of Johnson's handling of the migrant crisis is doing no better amongst the public, with 82% of Britons thinking the government is handling the issue badly, according to a recent poll.